Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 432, Creed Dose.
Oh, I just watched Rocky IV. Is that okay?
Did you watch Rocky III then as well?
I always have that fresh in my mind.
So, I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. We are Danless, but we will somehow... That means we can be even more offensive.
That's right.
No one here to rein us in. Before we get too far afield, don't forget shameless plugs. We're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. You can also find us on Spotify now. Don't forget that. You can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. Join the League of Show Sharers. And, of course, our Patreon account at patreon.com/realspoilers. So, there. I guess Ta-da. Let's just get into it.
Yeah, so this one, it's interesting. Like...
Box office?
Oh yeah,
want to know?
I do want to know how to do.
So it did.
Obviously, it's not. It's going to get trounced by.
It got wrecked.
Yeah, it got
wrecked. Is probably the one. Yeah. But it 35 million over the weekend. But with the 5 day Wednesday through Sunday, it's at 55.5 million.
And the first one did?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. You got the abacus.
Do 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 do. Can we get the Jeopardy theme, please? No, we'd have to pay for that. Creed opened to $29.6 million.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
That's a good jump.
Almost
on
double.
The exact same weekend.
Oh, is that right?
It opened on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. And so it was a holiday thing, mm-hmm. too. Wow, yeah. So double on the
yeah,
same
that's
time
pretty,
period.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Here's, just to get a little nitpicky out of the way.
Sure.
This movie, I think, kind of misses Ryan Coogler. A little bit.
Oh,
kind of?
Absolutely.
There's something,
it misses him a whole lot.
There's something missing. I dug this movie a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's a good it's a good entry into this.
It's a good Rocky sequel. It's not as good of a Creed sequel.
I would agree.
Yeah, I could see that.
There is something missing.
And I can't put my finger on it.
Nope.
Like it's because it's not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's
nope.
not trying to do something radically different.
Definitely not trying to reinvent
yeah.
the wheel. It's movie
okay,
is so
the first
formulaic.
One, the first one also follows
well, so
the same.
The first
yeah,
one.
It's the same thing.
I mean, Creed's formulaic.
Creed follows Rocky.
I mean,
almost
I'm
beat
sorry,
for
but
beat.
Every Rocky movie, even the great ones,
right.
are formulaic.
Well, then I wonder why it bothered me so much more in this one, where I'm like, I mean, everything is telecasted. It's just
oh,
so
yeah.
predictable.
I mean, but they're all predictable and right. You know what I mean.
So was Creed just such a nice surprise that it was so well done that you just kind of ignore that it follows
I
the
think,
same? Beat?
I think that Creed gives you a
they
more
got,
entertaining lead character. Like as great as Rocky is. He's devoid of a little bit of personality.
Yeah.
Where Michael B. Jordan brings.
They got lucky in that. They got lucky in that. They found another movie star, right?
Yeah,
like, you
that's
know, like,
true.
Like, that's always the problem. Like, Independence Day isn't that great of a movie.
But they found Will
but
Smith.
But they found a movie star.
Yeah, that's
true.
Legit.
And
in the sequel, it's just, there's no one to be the movie star.
Right, because, right. I mean, honestly, the second Independence Day isn't
It's the same thing.
Isn't radically different than the first one in terms of quality.
It's bigger.
It just doesn't have a movie star.
Right, right.
And Rocky is a great screenplay, but they found a movie star.
They did.
And Creed is a great movie and great screenplay, but more importantly, ultimately, they found a movie star.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, but this one, it never, it's good and I liked it.
Yeah.
But I didn't love it the way I loved the first one.
I think
one.
I came in a little under that. Like, it's okay. I didn't love it or like it that
I
much.
I really enjoyed it. It was
okay.
A lot of fun.
I think it was very formulaic, which for whatever reason bothered me in this one. But the second part is I really didn't like Adonis Creed's character. He was
so whiny.
Something
happened between one and two.
I get it in the first one. He's a kid.
Well, he's also angry.
Right.
I get it in the first one.
He's a kid. He's angry. He wants to be trained. He thinks he's the best. He learns some lessons. He finds out that he needs training from Rocky, whatever. Fine. He's the world champion now, and he's a whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
I don't like him in this movie.
He definitely... I think they give him a legitimate problem, right? Like, he wants to fight the guy who fought... He wants to fight the guy who basically killed his dad.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. Like, I get... And I get the idea that they're here. They're calling me out. Like, I can't back off. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, this dude killed my dad. This guy's dad killed my dad.
Right.
You know? B, I'm the world champ. I can't back down. And then when you see Victor Drago, you're like, you might want to back down.
But with
down.
Him blaming everyone else and being mad at Rocky, he's so selfish and so whiny. I just hate that it's him giving Rocky all that crap, and then he comes to see him in the hospital and he's still blaming Rocky and this and that, and it's like, no, dude,
I think
you did this to yourself.
That character has not grown up yet.
Totally.
Look how many boxers are heavyweight champions. They're surrounded by yes men.
Yep. And Rocky tells them no.
And Rocky told him no. And I think on some levels I understand why he's mad at Rocky.
Yeah.
In that hospital scene, because Rocky, he's saying if you had trained me, I wouldn't be in this bed right now.
Right.
I would have won.
But you get why he didn't train him. He was in a very tough situation.
But different people can have different.
Yeah. But
you know
also
I mean?
we're looking at that from the outside in. I mean, look at that. If you try to look at it from Adonis's point of view.
We should probably back up.
We're
40 minutes into the movie.
So the movie kind of pretty much opens up with Adonis fighting for the world championship already, right off the bat.
And this is the guy he trained with in
the
gym in the
first
one?
This is the guy he knocks out in the first movie, right?
But this is the guy he sparred with that he bet him the Mustang and lost the Mustang. They trained at the same gym.
Yeah, yeah. This guy knocks out Adonis.
So he became the world champion, and now the opening is him fighting the guy he sparred with for the championship.
Right, and he wants his keys back, which I like that line. He's like, give me back my keys. So he wins, and of course they're saying that this guy, the champion, is on the decline, and Adonis is
so
just
like a hollow victory.
Yeah, Adonis is just picking him apart.
Let me ask you a question real quick, because I'm not a huge, I don't follow boxing that much, but he does not look like a heavyweight boxer. I look at Mike Tyson and I look at these huge guys, you know, George Foreman.
Tyson's not that tall.
No, but I mean, I just look at heavyweight boxers and I look at Adonis Creed. He looks very...
I honestly don't remember. Is he supposed to be heavyweight?
If he's fighting Drago, that's a heavyweight championship.
That's fair.
I mean... And Drago's huge, and he looks like a heavyweight. I don't know. He's ripped, but he's very
It's a
little.
Weight class thing, so if he weighs a certain amount, put him in the heavyweight class.
I just feel like people like Drago would punch him once and knock him into next Tuesday. Yeah.
The UFC is a little bit different, but they have weight classes, but they have fighters that can go from light heavyweight to middleweight to heavyweight. Yeah. They have fighters that can
bounce back and forth.
They can bounce back and forth.
I'm just curious.
Adonis is for sure heavyweight.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I definitely is, because that's the belt.
That's also what Rocky and Apollo fought for.
Yeah.
They were fighting for the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So, yes, and he is picking this guy apart. Like, it's not even a fair fight where Adonis is just destroying this guy. Mm-hmm. So he wins. Everything's going well. And, this is the Adonis that we saw at the end of the first one, where he's not really... He's a little bit unsure with Bianca, and you get a similar scene where he's going to propose. He and Rock have a really good moment where Rock's just kind of like I messed it up. Like, I just kind of asked her if she wanted to be my wife.
I love the story that he goes to the hole. There was Tiger walking in the background. Yeah, he's right. Like, just tell me what you did. And he's like, I'm getting there.
Can you just tell me what you said? And so he says, and I do like that we get a little bit of a throwback to the first movie where Adonis is kind of pouring his heart out to Bianca on the other side of the door. Like, they've already broken up in the first movie, and she kind of just takes her hearing aids out so she can't hear him. Mm. So we get a very similar scene in this one where he's pouring his guts out to her about how much he loves her. She can't hear any of it because she doesn't have her hearing aids in.
You would think he would know her nighttime shower ritual. Yes, you would. Okay.
And then, of course, she turns around and she's talking about food, and she immediately, like, he's down on one knee and she just slams the door, and he's like, you didn't hear any of that, did you? And she was like, nope, why don't you repeat it?
But I like this. And he goes, yeah, no, he goes, good. What'd you say? You already know what I, you already know everything what I said. Well, say it, remind me or whatever. Right. It's a nice scene.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
Yeah, I like it.
So they get engaged and they go back. And now, if you would have told me going into this movie that I would have had feelings of sympathy for Ivan Drago,
right?
Yeah. I would have called bull.
Seriously, they turn him into
a sympathetic character.
Totally,
and like
they absolutely do.
He's a jerk, but he's not a jerk.
No, I mean he is still that. He's that baseball coach that yells at the little league kids. I mean, he's a.
I honestly thought they were going to pull a Bad News Bears on us
and make him a lovable and make him Coach Donnie.
Remember at the end of Bad News Bears when the coach's son is pitching and he gets the ball and just has to throw it home to win the game and he won't do it?
Yeah.
And we kind of get that a little bit.
I thought we were going to have a moment like that where Drago
just drops
like,
his hands.
You know what? No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stand here and let you pound me. Like, we're not going
to. Totally. It looked like they were setting up for that. We'll get to it. But when one character does something, you're like, oh, he's done. Like,
yeah, that's totally. It. It's game over.
But no, I mean,
I got to tell you. Like audible gasps when that character shows up.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It was like, there have been all these articles about like, that happened. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
But the movie actually opens with Ivan.
Is that their training session?
Adonis. No, it's Victor Drago tearing up whoever the first fight he's in. And you're like, wow. I mean, first of all, this kid is huge.
He's massive.
It's like, and I think he is a boxer or UFC. He's a fighter of some sort, I'm pretty sure.
I think that is something that this movie kind of misses is the advantage of that first movie had is they had a legit boxer, so like the fights seemed more real world,
right?
Like he knew how to move like a boxer. I will also say they rely heavily on CG for the crowds, and I think that takes something out of it because in that first movie they're at a boxing venue, they're at a fight, and it feels like the crowd is. All
I will say I didn't think the I didn't realize that, but I will say I didn't think the crowd scenes felt as intense.
Yes, then I think that adds to a Rocky movie,
right?
So we see Victor and Dolph Lundgren is back. Obviously, we've seen him in the trailer as Ivan Drago, and I will say like he looks great, and he does more acting in this than I've seen him act in a lot, and he's a good actor.
Yeah, he doesn't usually have to act. He's usually just the action.
You don't hire him.
You don't.
Acting.
But surprisingly, like he delivers the lines, and like some when we get to certain parts, it's like he's acting and he's doing a pretty good job. Adonis wins the belt immediately. Not Don King, whoever this promoter is like starts pimping the fight. Like he's. Like we got Drago here. We
like
know
Buddy
this,
Bobby
Buddy Marcel.
Buddy Marcel.
Buddy
Marcel. Yeah.
We know we've got Creed as the champ. We know we've got Victor Drago is here.
Like, so Victor Drago is played by Florian Montaneau. He's a 6'4" tall professional heavyweight boxer and fitness model.
What
guy's huge.
What nationality is he? Does it say?
Montaneau sounds almost French, but that could be it's just his name, so I don't know.
There's your Colossus.
Yeah,
like this guy. If you don't want to do the CG Colossus from Deadpool, this guy looks like everything that Peter Rasputin would be.
Yeah, this guy is huge. I mean, so he's Romanian born,
okay,
German raised boxer,
okay.
But yeah, he's huge, and I really liked him in this. I'm like, he's an intimidating character. Like I could see him in some other movies.
And we should say that like the Dragos don't live in Russia, like they're in. I mean, they're in the Ukraine. but they're not, you know, they're living in like a garbage little apartment.
Yeah, it's not Moscow.
It's not Moscow. Yeah. They are on the outs.
So we find out after the events of Rocky IV, the Drago name is completely trashed.
That his wife left him.
Yeah.
The mother
left this kid. He doesn't know her.
Yeah.
Like the mother left both of them, but like at a very young age, like this. Yeah, their family.
And I do
is
like
just...
that. I do like the Drago. Ivan Drago is just kind of like this guy. His coach is the reason we are here where we are. Like, it's their fault. It's on them. Mm. They ruined our name. We have to go and take it back.
I like this storyline. Like, I'm really... Yeah. Now, apparently something was cut, but apparently the rumor is that there's a deleted scene where Ivan Drago is redeemed, and so they decided to cut it out for the movie, but apparently he does something that's even more redeemable with his character.
I wonder what it is.
I wonder why they would cut that out.
Maybe he... We'll get to that character.
We'll
get there. So this movie is moving along at a pretty good clip, and Donnie has to come to terms with the fact that he's going to have to fight Drago.
They show up. So they show up in New York. He's climbing through the, you know, the amateur boxing ranks in Russia or whatever. Right. Like, you know, not in this.
He wins
main
one
boxing.
Like, he wins one big fight, and they're just like, let's go.
But he's winning fight after fight. They keep cutting to Russia, and he's winning every fight and demolishing people in seconds. You know, he's punching them, and they're just, you know, knockouts here, left,
exploding.
Right.
Exploding.
And so Ivan and Victor Drago fly to the States with the help of Buddy Marcel, who is at I think he's at the big fight that when Creed wins the title.
Yeah.
You see him lingering, and then he goes to Russia and pulls them over because he wants to promote this. He wants the money for this huge fight and to build a legacy.
Well, it's also like a legacy fight. Like, right. I honestly, I don't follow boxing all that often on occasion, but I don't think the sons of former champions have ever fought in a boxing ring.
It's a crazy
setup.
I feel like
I mean, as much as the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight, like, got all that press. Like, the son of Mike Tyson versus the son of George Foreman.
Yeah.
Are there very many boxing
family dynasties? I don't know.
The Sphinx.
Yeah, beyond but that.
Not that I can think of.
I think that's because if you are successful as a boxer, like, the narrative for most boxers are, you're really poor.
That's true.
You fight, you make a lot of money, and then when you make that money, you're like, there's no damn way
I'm letting my kid
do this. Yeah.
That's also,
my kid
doesn't
have to do
it's
this.
It's interesting that there's more of a legacy in wrestling. But
it makes a lot more sense because it's not...
It's more of a show than a...
It is until you look at it.
And I'm not trying to take away from what wrestlers do, but I don't think it's as brutal as boxing.
Absolutely.
It can be, but it's not.
But
you're not getting hit in the head to where you're getting brain damage.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It can be.
It can
but in boxing, every single match is you are getting
punched in the face.
Yeah.
You are 100% of the time
getting
punched in the face.
We're not saying there aren't real. Wrestling is real. There's blood. Blah, blah, blah.
Right,
okay,
right.
We get it. But, yeah, boxing is boom, boom, boom.
That's fair.
You're going to die from getting hit in the head.
But that is, I feel like as far as, like, professional sports, I mean, baseball, hockey, maybe not even football as much. Like, though, even I'm sure all those guys that played in the 70s or 80s are just like, absolutely not.
Well, I think especially now more of them are
CTE and
but I think
wrestling.
They say it in this movie. They explain it very well that this kid has nothing else.
Victor Drago,
when he shows up at Adrian's and Rocky's there and he talks and it's like,
I loved this scene.
It's a really heat level. Yeah.
Like, obviously, okay.
No, I thought of the same thing when
like
he shows up and these two guys, I mean, we haven't seen these guys in 30 years. Neither of them, the characters.
I like the hostess is like, there's a big guy in the corner waiting for you. And Rocky knows immediately who he is. And he's like, is that you?
Yeah.
And then he sits down and they have that great. And he's
like that.
And this is where Drago says, he's like, it's because of you that the Drago name is garbage in Russia.
But it's like the Rocky universe equivalent of Heat.
That's exactly.
But I like that because I think it's Drago is the one that's like, he doesn't know anything else but to fight. We have nothing else, but he knows how to fight. Because he like refers to him as a stray, and then Rocky says, well, here, we put strays
down.
I love when he leaves and there's all the pictures in the bar, but there's
none of him.
None of Drago.
He says that the first thing.
Yeah.
He goes, nice pictures.
Oh,
he goes, where's my, you know,
yeah.
He's like, I don't put you, but we
haven't had Rocky, right? Like, we haven't had the Rocky from 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
In this moment, there is a switch that is flipped as soon as he's sitting across from Drago.
Yeah.
Where we get...
He's not as slow and not as... like
We get that badass Rocky who's like, I'll knock you out again if I have to.
So like I went back and watched Rocky IV again. I love Rocky IV. I know Tom doesn't feel the same way. Me and Joe love that movie. So like, but like Rocky was very charismatic and very movie star-ish, like Michael B. Jordan is. But what I'm saying is like in these movies, you have old Rocky, but you have to remember...
Well, he subdued Rocky.
But he, after Rocky IV, he's a different Rocky.
Yeah, he gets to be old.
And they say in this one...
Yeah, they say he's got the line, he broke things in me that never got fixed. And that's... And this franchise, that's always been the story.
Yeah.
The performance he gives in Rocky 1 through 4 is... not the same we see character you see in 5 and 6.
I feel like you... No, that's true.
But it's been long now. We have the same movie, a number of movies in the back half. So you have to go back and remember how charismatic and how funny and like, you know, Rocky Balboa was this.
And I think people do forget that because the character was always kind of dumb.
Slow, but he wasn't like he is now. Exactly. Right,
absolutely.
You forget that he was like Michael B. Jordan. He was funny and he talked faster. He wasn't that slow. And so go back and watch 1 through 4 and you'll see a different Rocky that you might not remember.
The end of 5.
The end of 5 is great.
The
end of 5. The street brawl in 5.
Street fight.
Yeah.
The
street fight in
totally,
5.
Totally worth that.
Is great.
But Rocky 5 is Godfather 3. Yeah. So I don't want to say it again.
I won't disagree.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the same.
Yeah.
New guy comes in to take a
right. Incest, really weird.
Yeah.
So basically,
they're gonna have to
Creed
fight.
Is put on the spot.
But again, to your point earlier, though, all Drago knows how to do is fight. Right? They have nothing. Their name has been tarnished. He says that it's because of you guys. And so this kid, all he knows how to do is fight. He's gonna come here and he is gonna take on.
Kid. Have we seen the picture of Bridget Nielsen yet?
I don't think so.
I think we do. I think there's a picture somewhere, and Ivan Drago uses that as fuel for his son.
Okay.
To be like,
she left us.
She left us because of them. Like, we have to take that belt back. Yeah. That's, and if...
So Donnie is, meanwhile, during the scene, he's at a different restaurant with Bianca.
Yeah.
And so they're seeing it on news TV. Someone at the bar is like,
they're getting like Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Steaks
and he's like, what? And it's on the TV. And you see the promoter and you see the Drago.
It's interesting. Like, they kind of hint that Bianca is pushing Donnie to leave Rock. Like, she's just like, we got to go to L. Like, so Bianca's kind of saying, we go to L.A. Like, I can get my music career started. We can get all this started. And Donnie's just kind of like, well, what about Rocky? And she's like,
he's got his
maybe
own
you've outgrown him.
Yeah. I didn't see it as malicious. I think it is. Rocky has his legacy. He's got his life here in Philly and all that. But it's like, I get what she's saying. She's like, we need to start
turning her
into a villain.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way.
Or bitchy because she
didn't. Right. Yeah. Right.
But
because
they,
she was
they
so
have their family
in
and their life, though. I mean, I get it.
Well, they don't
she's
have a family yet. We're getting there.
They have to start their own family, and like, they're not dissing Rocky, but they know he will never leave, but it's not their responsibility to stay with Rocky.
And if she wants to go further in her career musically,
sure, LA is the place to go.
It's not Philly.
No. Yeah. And she says, she's like, I've done it all here.
Right.
Like, I'm as high as I'm going to get in Philly.
I get it. I don't feel that's bad at all.
I was worried in that moment they were going
to
do
They weren't
a little...
doing that like, she's going to convince me to turn against Rocky.
Right.
He does. He turns
against
Rocky, him on
and then
his
Rocky
own.
Fights him in the end.
in the street, in the rain, in the snow.
It's Christmas time.
We gotta make it different. It's rain.
Fair, yeah, right.
It's rain.
They don't make anything else.
We've
got to
make it
movie,
different.
So.
Yeah, right. We've got to. This movie would not do anything the same as the other movies.
Right. So, it's interesting. I saw this with Brian and our buddy Ethan, and we were trying to figure out if I could not remember if Adonis was if this was not so this so. The woman who plays
the mom.
What's her name?
Felicia Rashad.
Mrs. Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mrs. Raper.
Yeah.
That's true.
We were trying to figure out if she... So she was his first... She plays the same character in all of these. Like, she plays the same... The wife of Apollo
has not been the same. No.
Yes.
She's not the wife of Apollo.
She is. This character, the Felicia Rashad is playing, is the wife of Apollo. It's
like
the same
you were thinking
character.
It was a different wife?
I thought that she was like his first wife. And that Don...
Oh, I thought you were saying Felicia Rashad played this character.
No,
and
no,
that's
no,
why
no.
I was like, she was not.
No, I think that there's been like three actors who have played this character.
Yeah,
I take it as the same wife of Apollo as Woody.
So I always thought that
it's
like
the Rusty Griswold of the Rocky
right. I always thought that like the wife. I thought they said in Creed that obviously Donnie is not her son.
Hmm?
She calls her mom
because she raised him.
Oh,
Adonis
so
is like
I was trying to remember the
Adonis
lineage
is
there.
A bastard,
right?
Like he Apollo kind of
oh, because that was the problem
around.
The first you
yeah.
do that he oh
Apollo kind of screwed around and had a kid out of wedlock. That's why his name is Johnson and that, not Creed.
Gotcha. Now yeah. that makes sense. I see. I haven't watched the. I really liked the first
yeah,
one, but
I haven't
gone back and watched it.
That's what we were trying to figure out. I was like, what? Like, there's
okay.
different actresses and who's
so
playing
she's kind
who?
Of adopted him,
she's,
but
she adopted
not
him.
Her biological son.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
But raised him from birth.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. So he kind of sits down. They go to see her, and they start talking. He's like, look, I got something I want to tell you. And she was like, nope, I already know.
It's a good scene.
And she was just like,
yeah,
he was like, what do you mean? She's
all
like,
that salt you're putting on.
Yeah, your hair is a different, the shine on your hair, the glow coming off of you. She's like, yeah. And he was,
and
Donnie's just like, what? He's like, I'm taking the fight with Drago. Yeah. What are you talking about?
But then she thinks about it, and then she spits the wine back in her glass.
I love great scene.
I love her spitting the wine back in the glass.
I wonder if that was her. Like, yeah. that seems like such a...
Because it's like
in the moment kind of thing.
We all know not that that would matter, but it makes
right.
a great comedic scene
yes,
that
right.
she would do that.
Yeah. Spits
and
the wine
and they go
back
to the bathroom. The only thing I didn't like about this scene is they don't show the pregnancy test after it does its thing, because at first they show one line, and it's the other line...
Oh, no, I thought it meant double lines. Like, if you get one line, you're pregnant. If you get no lines, you
one aren't. Line is not pregnant, and then the plus sign, positive, means you're pregnant. And so they show one line.
It's been a while since I've had to take one.
But they show one line, and then they're watching it, and then they're like, what does this other line by another line mean, or whatever. Like, it was confusing, where I'm like, are they,
like
aren't
the,
they?
I
show
like
the plus, and we
Donnie
don't.
Are, but are, do different brands display different ways?
I think so.
Like, I...
Maybe. I thought it was pretty universal. But I was like, show it, though. Like, but I just wanted some kind of a...
Right.
Anyway, but they...
But they do kind of hint at it earlier in the movie, where, like, they move into the L.A. place, and she was like, do you want to go out? And she's just like, nah, I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
And I was like...
I caught that, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay,
right.
I must be pregnant, too, though.
Yeah. It's like when an actor coughs for no reason. You're like, oh, they're going to die.
Oh, yeah, right. I know what that means.
They've got the cough cancer.
I was listening... There's a podcast called... Matt McCarthy, who's a comedian, has, like, he's... does a podcast by himself where he's justifying his movie collection.
Yeah.
And he just did steal, like, he's got like 8,000 movies.
What a great...
It's hilarious. It's very funny. He
so
did
like deep fried tacos basically?
Kind of like, so he did like his Kung Fu movie. He did the Dolph Lundgren Punisher. And now he just did Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
It's a great movie. No, but he's just going through his collection.
Like, yeah.
Is it because he's a dude, but he's like,
yeah,
I love Steel Magnolias.
I mean, it's a chick flick, but it's a great movie.
There's the scene when, there's the hint that Julia Roberts might die, and he was like, oh, now I remember. Like, she coughs funny, and yeah, of course.
Now, if he had 9 to 5, it might be like, okay.
I've never seen 9 to 5.
9 to 5 is a good movie.
No, it's good. I'm just...
He probably does. Like, yeah. I don't know what's coming up next, but... So they find out she's pregnant, and of course, she's distraught because this F's up her career. B, she starts to freak out because... There's a chance that she could be deaf.
These are not selfish things.
Nope.
She's just starting a budding music career. I get it. Again, she's not a villain. She's not bad.
Nope.
She's like, we just moved to LA. I get it that she's going to have these questions. And it's never like, should we go to the abortion clinic? Like, it's not like that, but they're having
There is a legitimate, like, I guess I felt like her hearing problem was a degenerative one and not one from right off the bat.
It is. That's why she says, I only have so much time, I think, because her...
But why are they worried? Like, if that's the case, why is she automatically worried that the baby's going to be deaf?
I guess different combinations of it could...
Okay.
But, I mean, she said it's got a hereditary...
It does, but, like, hers is, like...
But if hers is degenerative,
starts to go deaf in the first movie.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so, I guess hearing issue, it could...
I guess it could manifest itself in different ways.
It's a valid question.
Right.
But
that
it's
was
a fair
my
question.
Yeah.
But so she has... Anyway, her concerns are very valid, and it's never a bad thing. But again, real conversation, real talk, it's like, you know, are we ready? She's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be a parent. Right.
Yeah, you're never ready.
You know, it's so funny. I remember having that conversation with a buddy, and he was just like, you're never ready. And I was like, shut up. Like, I don't need to hear
that. That's what I tell everyone else, too, that hasn't had a kid yet. And I'm like, there is no perfect time. So if you're going to wait till you're ready, you're never going to have kids.
Right. That's absolutely true.
So you have to do it, and you have to adjust.
Just don't pull out and don't tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's a great
don't
idea.
Don't do that.
Is
don't
that the that. Spray and pray, or what's the what's the Catholic?
No, it's spray and pray.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Yeah. So he takes the fight with Drago, and Rocky immediately is just like, "Look, dude, like you're not ready.
Yeah,
like he's like, gonna he is going to destroy you."
And Rocky is freaking he's damaged from this situation.
Oh, yeah.
He lost his best friend. He feels the guilt of his death. I mean, yes, this is Adonis's father, but it was also Rocky's best friend. And he has walked around with the guilt and has never been the same since then.
Right.
And it's like, you know, and I guess the kid, he's just a kid. What it boils down to is Adonis is a child.
Do we know how old he is?
I don't know, but you got to think he's like mid-20s.
Yeah. Late 20s,
and,
maybe?
And to me, I feel like, you know, he's the world heavyweight champion. I just wish he would have grown up a little since the first movie. Like, he had his chance to grow, but at the
did
end of the day...
Did they give a time frame as to, like, the distance between one and two? I guess
I'm guessing
don't.
It's, like, within a year. It's pretty short. But at the end of the day, he's just a kid, and he's not thinking with his mind, like, oh, Rocky's hurting too, and it's just me, my dad... And he's angry. He's an angry kid.
And
still.
I get that. Yeah. You know, I get that where it's like you want to beat the guy whose dad killed your dad. I get that. I get also scared. I mean, that you see Drago come out of nowhere. You're just like, well,
yeah,
I'm in trouble. And now he's calling me out. I'm the champ. He's got the bravado and the ego where he's like, I'm the champ. You can't call me out and think I'm not going to respond.
Yeah. But it's like, but this whole time, all these clues are here. Like he needs to learn from his father, and it's like the same thing. History is going to repeat itself. Now you have a kid and a family, and it's like, but you're going to go fight Drago, but you didn't need to take.
Yeah.
Apollo did not need to take that fight.
Well, we didn't know that going into that. Like in four,
they wanted to fight Rocky, and Apollo's like, I'm going to fight him.
But Rocky was going to fight him.
Yeah.
And in this one, we find out that he's like, I couldn't fight him. Like I wasn't physically. I guess, are they saying that physically ready after the Clubber Lang fight?
No, I didn't take that.
Rocky says in this one, it was supposed to be me. I was supposed to be in that fight, and I couldn't do the fight, so Apollo took it.
I didn't take it like that. I just took
that's
it.
That's how I took it, that Rocky turned down the fight.
Because he couldn't physically do it.
Oh, that was my impression.
Apollo jumped in. I just watched for like they call out Rocky for this exhibition, and Apollo gets mad. He's in his swimming pool, and then he goes and has this. He goes to dinner with Rocky, and he's like, I need to do this. I need to show him or whatever. And Rocky's like, you don't need to do this to prove anything to yourself. And like Apollo's like, I'm gonna do it. And I mean, Adonis is doing the exact same thing as his dad did, and you know that his dad died because of this, and he's thinking, well, I need to avenge my dad rather than I need to protect myself and my family. So he's making the same mistakes,
right?
As
which I mean, I think fathers and sons have a very similar
it is what it is, but it's
personality and you know, the ego. I mean, Apollo had an ego.
Yeah,
and Adonis has an ego. I thought when they named her, what did they name her? The daughter.
Amari? When they have the,
I thought it was another Athena.
No, I thought it was Amari.
It was like Omar.
I thought they were going to call her Adrian.
I thought they were too.
Yeah, which is probably the way they should have gone. But that's just me. So Adonis takes the fight. He trains with the son of
the guy that trained Apollo,
Apollo
that wouldn't take him in the
first
place.
Amara. Okay. And he gets whooped,
man.
And he gets worked.
Yeah.
And this is very Rocky III, where Rocky takes a fight with Clubber Lang and he didn't train right. Yep. And Clubber Lang came out hungry and just whooped the crap.
Exactly. Cause you know, it's like Adonis is not, he's not thinking about it the right way. And like we said earlier, Drago, that's all he knows.
That's all he knows.
He's coming to destroy.
Right.
Yeah.
And so.
But he doesn't lose the title.
He doesn't lose, which I think is smart. I think it's smart because.
I love it.
You do?
I love it. And here's why.
Okay, tell me.
Here's why. And I think that I will completely turn you around on this.
Please.
Rocky won. What happens?
Loses.
He loses the fight, but it's a moral victory.
Okay.
And here he wins the fight, but it's a moral loss.
Defeated.
Yep.
Like okay. He wins the fight on paper, but everyone knows
he didn't win that fight.
That he effing lost that fight.
Because like they say, Drago, he's the rightful champ.
He's like, how do you feel about the loss to Creed? And he's like, what loss?
Yeah, the disqualification.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. That's
so
fair.
So and you know because you see this play out repeatedly in Rocky movies, the idea of
of it's a moral victory,
and he's okay. always fighting from the bottom.
Yeah, and Rocky's so, yeah, always so fighting I mean, from the bottom. You know, again, he loses the first fight on paper in Rocky One, but everybody's chanting his name.
Right. Yeah.
It's the same thing that happens in Creed, right? He loses the fight,
but everybody's all.
But
for
everybody's
him.
Like, but Creed's who you know he lost the fight, but Creed won the night.
Okay,
and so now it's the exact
the opposite, and he has to live with that. With,
he's
like,
got to live
really
with
win.
Okay. Like I got the win on paper.
But I'm a paper champion.
But I don't really
okay.
deserve it.
Okay, I kind of like that. That I yeah. just the thing is to me where I'm like, okay, Drago clearly won, and it's like the way his dad was like so mad about like when I tell you run faster, and I'm like he had the championship and he gets disqualified. I just thought he would have been like, completely
I,
torn
also,
a new
well,
one for
I
that
think,
move.
I feel like he, you know, the I must break, I will break you. He broke him. He broke Creed in that moment. Victor, the son, broke Donnie.
But when he didn't have to break him mentally. Like they wanted the championship,
and they're going. But like, and
but they didn't know. Like, let's break him now so that we can come back in a year.
No,
like they didn't plan it like that.
That's true. He didn't.
He got caught up in the moment.
Yeah,
and his hatred.
But they never address it. I would have liked Dolph Lundgren to have been like,
yeah, that's fair.
They never once address him being mad at that. And again, he's mad at him for not doing anything in training that's not perfect. So I would have liked a little bit of like you.
That's fair.
You don't do that again.
I agree with that. That he should have been chastised or something.
And he's chastised the entire time.
Because it's a year. Like it's, now, instead of gaining the championship, I mean, they've got the respect back because everyone knows they won, but still, it's like they got to wait a year for that belt.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And so, well, yeah, in Russia, though, I think they just say that they won. It's all the fake news.
All fake news. Like, no, that's our belt.
Oh, no, he won.
Yeah, he won.
But
he won.
No,
totally fine.
Like you said, I mean, everyone in Russia now respects him because it's like, yeah, he did win. He crushed him. And
right.
Yeah.
So Donnie is in the hospital. Rock shows up. I got to tell you, Rock got there pretty freaking quick from Philadelphia to LA. But he gets there and they have another falling out where like he kind of talks to Felicia Rashad and he talks to Bianca, and finally he goes in there, and
it's a hard scene to watch.
It is,
man.
Where he's just like, what are you doing here? Like, you didn't want to be here to begin with. And he's just like, you're right,
it's so hard
because
you know,
like,
Rocky's coming from the right place. It is just so it's tough.
I'm here now. And they as soon as they reference Robert, I looked at Spath and I was like, if they don't get Milo Ventimiglia in this movie,
oh yeah,
like, I'm gonna be pissed.
Was that he was him in the?
Yeah, he was in Rocky Balboa. Okay.
Because when I saw him, and that's the one that like I know you guys really like. I saw it once and didn't. I need
it's
to revisit
good.
It.
It's real good.
Because when they got him, I'm like, that was out of nowhere. I'm like, was he the one?
Yeah,
okay.
But
that makes more sense.
I said,
and
like,
I figured it was a given because also don't forget Stallone did like 3 episodes of This Is Us.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that. Stallone was in that.
Maybe it wasn't 3, but he's definitely on
as.
As Sylvester
father?
Stallone.
Oh, okay.
As Sylvester. Yeah.
Even better if he had been, what's his name's father?
Yeah. Well, but that I can never say his name, Milo
Ventimiglia.
Sure. And, But it makes me feel better about myself, though, that there are white people names I can't say. You know what I mean? Like, whenever I'm messing up, like, Chew Whitley on a 4 or whatever.
Chewyatel?
Sure.
I
can't get Milos Funlagaga out of my mouth either. So,
Milo.
But,
just call him Milo.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
well, he might get confused with Milo.
That's fair. Yeah.
Doesn't he have a weird last name too? Yiannopoulos.
Nobody's gonna confuse this show with trying to come up with that stupid idiot's name.
Well, they'd be more like the guy from The Descendants. So his character on This Is Us is like gets into boxing. Like,
oh, really?
Just like as an exercise fun. Thing, huh. And is like really into Rocky.
And I always said like there if there's ever been an actor, two actors in Hollywood. Who could play? Who aren't related?
Right.
Who could play a father and son? It's Milo Ventimiglia and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he's got the same lip thing.
Yeah.
That Stallone does. It's the same. He talks out the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they reference Robert and how Rocky had. I guess they kind of have a falling out at the end of Rocky. No. I guess they kind of reconnect at the end of Rocky Balboa, but that doesn't last.
Yeah,
yeah, I was a little confused.
It's been
like,
so long. I remember
he corners him.
He was mad at his dad because he had such a rough childhood because everybody wanted to beat him up.
And
yeah.
Rock's like, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
Go beat him up. What do you mean? Like, you can't blame me for everything.
Yeah, but look at him. Yeah,
I was like,
beat up anybody.
I was questioning. I'm like, I wish I knew a little bit more about the falling
out.
Okay,
so here's the weird thing, right? So in Rocky V, he does start beating people up. Like, there are scenes where he's knocking bullies out.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden,
but he's also like what 8?
No, he's in high school.
Is he?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
And then like he's training with his dad and points in that movie.
Hmm.
But then the character turns into like this kind of meh, you know, people are picking on me.
Right.
So it's just like, what the hell happened between, I feel like he's like 12 or 13 in Rocky V. Yeah. So he kind of says like, we had a falling out. I don't really talk to him. I guess he lives in Philly. That he has a son that I never met. So I've never met my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adonis kind of kicks him out and is like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. And then I think Bianca just like, he needs you. Like, he just needs some time, but he needs you in his life. Rocky is basically his dad. Like, Rocky,
Closest thing he's got.
Yeah. Adonis doesn't have a father figure and Rocky's it. So we flash forward a little bit and the Drago name is kind of revitalized in Russia.
So they go to a dinner with the prime minister. And
when I thought it was just going to be one of those things where you see like the platinum hair and you're just like, holy crap. Like it's, but when she comes around that corner.
So was that, did people not know that? That
she was going
to
be a surprise.
I had no idea.
I didn't pay any attention to the press leading up to the movie. So
I was surprised.
That was
a
complete surprise.
How did that cameo come?
And I got to tell you,
Brigitte
Nielsen, she looks like $1 million. Like last time I saw her, she looked like she had some, they had the who was the guy from Public Enemy?
Flavor Flav.
Like that was and she was
about that.
She was messed up. Like she was not in the best of headspaces. But when she comes around that corner, and I was like, there was an audible gasp. I think I said, holy S.
Yeah, it was a big surprise.
I was shocked. Shocked to
we
see
thought
her
there
in this
like,
movie.
She left. She's gone. We don't have to get
but
anybody.
But apparently she hooked up with like the prime minister.
Yeah.
And, like,
that's how I took it.
But that's how she was in Rocky IV. Like,
yeah,
she was
wanted
all
to be
about
with the champion
power
and yeah.
And I don't think she's
was
ever...
Was Stallone actually married to her or were they just dating?
No, I think they were married because they were... Oh. They met on... Cobra,
yeah.
Yeah, which is, if you haven't seen that, do that.
Great. I love all
it's
those 80s action
cheese.
Movies.
All
totally.
The way.
Yeah.
Crime is the cancer and I'm the cure. Like, that's the tagline for Cobra. I think they were married on Rocky IV.
Okay.
I think. I don't think she's, like, obviously she gave birth to this child. But the way I interpret it is just like he's never met his mom.
Standing up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she pulled him out her own. Like it was here. But like I took it as like he never met his mom.
Not that he can remember. Yeah, she left at a very young age.
Yeah. So and he gets pissed. Like everybody and like he's pissed at his dad for allowing this to happen. And again, this is the scene.
Well, he's schmoozing with all these people that are only with them because he won he all but won on paper. And, he's like, these are the people that abandoned us. All these people left us.
Right.
And now you're just going to.
But this is the scene where I was just like, oh,
Drago.
Like,
Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not even Dolph Lundgren, but like I'm starting to have sympathy for Drago where he's like Drago sees redemption in his son.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious that he loves his son.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise he wouldn't have, he would have kicked him out on the street or whatever. But so like the way that Dolph Lundgren plays it and the sympathy that you feel for Drago, where he is clawing at anything he can to get the Drago name back to prominence in Russia. I was like, oh, shoot.
It's good.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm.
So Donnie starts, we go back to, Drago is just destroying everybody.
Yeah, he's climbing the ranks. The newscasts are like, Adonis is going to have to defend the belt, and the number one contender is Victor Drago, and like he's going to have to defend it or lose it. And
this is where we get the I'm trying to think. Okay, so the guy, the corner man for in Rocky IV, was Rocky and Creed's original trainer. Mm-hmm. So now we've got Rocky and the Creed's original trainer's son who both agree to work together to get Adonis ready.
Yeah. But first, it's the big other contention is that Bianca is talking to Donnie's mom and is like, he's not the same person. Like he's distant and I've never seen him like that. And, so he's working out a lot of demons. He goes underwater to train like he did before and he's just yelling.
Right. And even Felice Rashad kind of says, this is the way his dad was every single time. Like every time, either before or after, usually before a fight, he would just break away and I lose him for however long. And if he lost, which he never did until he fought Rocky, I lost him for however long until he got his head back. And we start to see glimpses of Donnie starting to come back around. I love the scene of him trying to deal with the crying baby, like, you know, trying to be a dad.
I was going, I love this. Maybe it, if, I can't remember, it was the first fighter at the end, but when she, it, when he's getting ready to fight and Bianca asks him signs, in sign language,
the
like,
that's the first fight.
Did you poop?
Yeah, it's the first
because,
fight.
Because that's a joke from the first one.
Yeah.
Because it's like what he says, like, I gotta take a dump.
And yeah. like he's got his gloves on. He's got everything locked up.
Right.
But yeah, she signs it to him.
It was a callback to the first one.
I did like that. So Rock shows up. Like, Rock is back in Philly and he gets like a letter from, he gets a picture of the sonogram of the baby.
Well, it's because when he goes to the hospital, when the baby's born, Rocky shows up and the mom says, like, he needs you, right?
No. He gets a picture of the sonogram from Bianca and says he needs you.
Oh, Bianca says, okay.
Yeah. And then, so he shows up at Rocky's house. At Creed's house in the trophy room, and they hash it out.
Gotcha.
Which, again, like, when you get Donnie and Rocky together, that's the Adonis that I felt like we were going to get this whole movie.
When Donnie's not being a D-bag, yes, they're great together. I love the relationship is really good. Yeah, just in the first one, I mean, it's so good, those two working together. Yeah.
So they hash it out. He gets a call right then and there that she's about ready to have the baby, so they take off to the hospital. They have Amara, which I thought it was going to be Adrian.
I thought it was too.
Funny conversation though. Why don't you name her like Kim or Kate?
Or like, how many black women do you have?
Well, he's like, you do know the child is black, right? Like, or whatever. It's a good line.
But I also like that it's an A. You know, just to keep with the trend of Apollo, Adonis, and so they agree to train, and he has to train. We have to go back to our roots, which again, if they play Hearts on Fire, like, game on.
But I was like, well, first of all, and I turned to Katie, I'm like, well, the match has to be in Russia, right? And
eventually
it does go to Russia because that's the only stipulation.
I'm like, you have
to go train in Russia in the snow, though. You don't go to the desert. You train in Russia.
In that situation, obviously, Rocky's not the champ in Rocky IV, and he has no leverage.
Yeah.
Right?
The champ probably decides where the fight was. It's a little silly.
I was thinking that, too.
They demanded the champ needs to be in
Russia.
He's
like, cool, if you want this fight, you'll fight in Vegas.
But I think they knew that at that point, Creed wanted redemption.
Sure.
And so they, even though he's the champ, it could be like, no, you come here.
Right.
They kind of knew
he was going
to
come
here. Yeah.
That he had to.
But I was like, once they said that, I'm like, please train in Russia. Dude. Like, you know. So
They train in like the desert in Vegas.
This is where boxers go to be reborn.
Which I thought, and I know it would be kind of fan service to the nth degree, but I think that it would have worked because I think it makes sense if Rocky's like, we're going to go do
this is how I did it, this is what's going to work. I really think they should have done it, and I'm mad at that because that training montage in 4, those are the best
of all the beats from other Rocky movies that they have no problem stealing.
Yeah,
like, this is the one that probably makes the most sense.
The fight's in Russia, right? Go train on their turf, go, like Rocky does.
Go do what worked last.
Go to a cabin in the snow
and they just
grow a beard.
Yeah, and they do this desert thing with the gang people and the music and whatever, but it's like, it didn't have the same feeling as when Rocky had to train with nothing but chains and tires and, like,
right,
you know,
meat.
And they
just boxing.
So they basically do CrossFit in the desert, but it's like, so anyway,
it's basically what it is.
They missed a great opportunity, though. I agree with Tom, where it's like, you know, if you're going to do beat for beat for beat, go train and Rocky, like, he already said it. This is what works.
Right.
We're going to do this.
Right.
So anyway.
So he gets his mojo back.
Yeah. It's the stereotypical, like, failing at first and I'm tired. The only other part that I didn't like was he was tired and running. So Rocky's driving and Adonis is running. And in one scene, Adonis just falls flat on his face because he's so tired. And then he gets up and they play, like, triumphant music.
Well,
and
I mean, to me, that is saying, like, he could have stayed down.
I know, but I was like, I don't know that he earned the most triumphant music in the world for getting
up. No, that's the turn. Right,
I like get it,
in the training montage, that's the moment where
because after that, now when he's running, he's running
awesome.
He's in front of the car.
I gotta tell
you, it.
we talk about how Chris Evans looks when he runs. Like, you feel like that's he runs like a superhero.
That guy's running form was
next level.
Like he was built in a lab.
Yeah, awesome. He like,
and I mean, don't know anything about that sort of stuff, but I was just like, whoa, holy crap.
He ran fast.
Yeah, they said, I do find it.
And like there was like no wasted movement.
No, that has a tracking shot.
Yeah.
Just with him.
It was awesome.
The Russos said like the first time we had Chris run, we thought it was really weird. Like he runs really like that scene where he's, you know, on your left, like just the way he ran was very odd. But as they watch it back, they're like, but he runs like a superhero. Like that's how a superhero would run. And then when I see Adonis, you know, Michael B. Jordan running,
he's running like a supervillain.
He's running. Yeah, no. Well, he was a supervillain.
It was very efficient. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome. It's a good scene.
And he's got some wheels.
Yeah, like, he was absolutely
cruising. So they take the fight. They're going to Russia. But at the same time, we are dealing with the very distinct possibility that his daughter is deaf. Mm-hmm. And they don't shy away from it. They double down on it.
I love the fact that they made her deaf.
Yep.
That they made her have hearing impairment.
No, she's deaf.
Because
that's a real issue.
It's a real issue. And it's like, the easy thing would be like, oh, hooray, she's not. And,
right.
and I'm glad that they were like, no, let's tell the story where she
is.
She is, but it's okay.
Yeah, right. Life isn't always easy.
Yeah.
And you deal with stuff, but you make it. You get through it. And that's exactly what they got to do. It's a real life type of thing. And I liked it a lot. And it was it's an emotional moment.
It is. Yeah.
You know, you look at them back and forth, you know, and he looks up at her concerned when there's no feedback on the hearing test.
That's
and,
a great scene. It's
really good.
Yeah. That like him in the booth and her in the. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know,
it's a Roma level scene almost.
Well, let's not go crazy. The baby's alive.
Oh no. Spoilers.
But they kind of say, like, they say that like it could be a false test. Like she's still a newborn, so they could walk it back.
Yeah, but that's
I don't think that they will.
No, because you see her with implants. Doesn't she have cochlear implants?
I don't
later
think
in the movie?
So. I think she's got
but she had like I thought I saw like little like strips over her ears.
You did.
Like it looked like she
but
had
those
things
were
hanging.
Those were sensors to pick up like any. You mean like when they're doing the test
about later.
Like when you see the baby later in the movie.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't think they're gonna walk it back. I think that was that was the nurse telling the doctors like, or the parents like, hey, it could be a, I mean, that's kind of giving them some hope to not.
Hey, you're fighting Drago. This could be some Russian fake news. We think they hacked our sonar machine or whatever we test deaf babies with. I don't know.
Yeah. That was a weird line, but it worked.
It worked. Also, in that first fight, did you notice that Tessa Thompson is dressed just like Adrian?
With the hat and stuff, yes,
exactly.
I
like
totally.
Adrian
I'm like, why is she wearing
movie?
That little hat? So yeah, I totally.
Not even just the hat, but like even the clothes that she's wearing.
I picked
I
up on
like,
they dressed her like Adrian.
Interesting move. Yeah. All right,
it's a nice homage.
It was a nice homage.
Yeah. Like people, it didn't. I mean, not that a lot of people haven't, but I bet there's a lot of new audience that hasn't seen the original.
I wonder.
Based on box office, yes.
Yeah, there's Creed. People going to see Creed that have not seen the Rocky movies.
I agree.
Totally.
Or haven't seen them in so long that they maybe seen them or seen a couple
on TV,
but it's not. You know.
Yeah. But it's a nice homage.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
So they're in Russia.
They're in Russia.
How about Tessa Thompson coming out for the music, the concert before
great.
The...
This was great.
I love this scene.
Like, at first I was like, eh, and then the longer it went on, I'm like, no, I dig
so
it.
So here's the
like,
thing.
It's a great way to incorporate her into it.
To make sure she's there.
To not just end the music storyline and like...
Well, I just meant also like... As characters, I think like it felt like a real choice they would have made. Like we're a team, and she's
gonna walk me out.
I've just never seen like I've seen this in wrestling. I've never seen.
That's okay. I'm glad you said that. Like the WWE have changed sports, combat sports.
Yeah, you
entrances.
See a lot of this kind of stuff in boxing.
It is
now,
this
right?
is this is like the thing.
They do
is,
have performers that lead the.
Oh, I mean, the entrance is very
elaborate.
Elaborate.
Yeah. No, I like the elaborate.
I
just mean I've never seen a singer. I've seen it in wrestling, but I've never seen a singer actually walk down the box or do a concert.
Probably not in the UFC, but in boxing, like they put so much money into the pageantry of boxing now because they're getting. their asses kicked by
I
MMA.
Love the original. In the first fight, Adonis comes out, and it's like he walks through like a hallway of A's, like all lit up and stuff. It looks awesome. Now, I love the entrances of these.
Right,
it's
this really one's got cool. like lasers and
this has lights all around the ring.
Nice usage of the ribbon board.
It's very cool. I love
the arena
that
guy
ribbon.
In me
well,
was
first,
like,
at first I'm like, what is that light going to do? Like, I'm like, where is it going?
It's obviously not
going
to circle for nothing.
And going and going. But then it lights up. Yeah, that was a very cool entrance.
It was very cool entrance. And in typical Rocky fashion, Adonis gets his ass whooped in the first three or four rounds and gets knocked
down. The boxing looks good, as it did in Creed. And
I don't think it looks as good.
I don't think it does
either. No, it doesn't look as good. I just mean...
It was decent.
The hits
were
hard. I mean, you want hard hitting.
Yeah, but boy, in that first... In that last match in Creed...
He legit gets knocked out in that scene.
You could feel the hit. Yeah. Like, I mean, I just remember like recoiling in some of those hits.
There was some in this one where he gets hit in like slow motion and blood. Like, there's some heavy hits in this one.
So to me, when you do that, it takes me out of it.
Yeah.
Really? You know, like you show that on a replay.
Yeah.
You
I mean, there were fast ones too, but there were some of them where you're like boom,
but they didn't do that in Creed.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Creed, it was like, you know, you had the tracking shot from above and just kind of moved around while they moved around the ring.
Yeah.
In this one, it did feel a lot more choreographed.
Sure.
And when you get in the moment of a fight and they slow it down and they do the slow motion, like that is like, okay.
Yeah.
Like you would see that when the commentators are watching a replay.
Sure.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, it worked pretty well for me. And I mean, the audience I was with, it was packed. And every time there was a hard hit like everyone went, ooh, like
I saw it at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
How was that?
And if you want to see what an audience of men who don't have custody of their children look like,
oh, wow.
It was just all the most, single dudes.
Yeah.
One, like, flying solo.
Right.
Like,
right.
Don't have my kids on.
No, we did. I did. It was a sold out
show. I still
wanted
to be like, I have my kids. I'm just choosing to not be with them.
But our Wreck-It Ralph showing was sold out. Like, that was packed.
Oh, I will tell you, for all movies in the future, if there's a 3D version of a movie, people don't go to those anymore. So if you want to get a empty theater, because the thing is, 3D costs more, and especially when it's a kid's movie, you got to multiply that by every kid.
Yeah.
Plus you got your concessions and stuff. So the first time I saw Wreck-It Ralph, which was, you know, it was out a couple days earlier, so of course it was packed anyway, but it was a fully packed theater. I went to go see the 3D version, and you had your choice of the theater. So like, there's showtimes all around it that are regular. People aren't choosing that
3D. That's funny.
Go see the 3D version. It added nothing to the movie. There were some
but
I mean,
scenes.
If you want, if you don't want to be crowded, 3D.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see a kids' movie without kids.
That's also true. Yeah. So Rocky. Adonis starts to lean. He gets knocked down. Again, much like the first one, they never use the theme.
Mm-hmm.
They give you little pieces of it. They do the light trumpet version.
Yeah. There was a somewhere. Very
you don't know. You don't get any of that until Donnie gets knocked down.
There was a sad one somewhere.
Maybe.
I'm saying a sad one, triumphant, but
there's
like a da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
To like,
they do that soft one a couple times. So Donnie gets knocked down, and he's laying there on the mat.
This whole match, points-wise.
He's up. Or Donnie's down.
Like, Drago is winning points-wise the entire time. But there's a couple close calls where it's like, if he gets hit one more time.
Right, it's game over.
I mean, he's getting the crap beat out of him. But Rocky gives him a pep talk.
Yeah, gives him a pep talk. But the problem is Bridget Nielsen shows up. And she's sitting front row at the fight. So Victor Drago now has the extra motivation to...
destroy.
To show something to his mother, who was like, you left me, this is how, this is who I am. So, and then like, and Donnie has no answer. Like, he is just, I mean, he'll come back every once in a while, hit him in the ribs a couple, you know,
because
that's what Rocky says. He's like, this fight is gonna be won on the inside.
Yeah,
like, you're not gonna, he's got you on the reach.
Yeah, do not get in that corner again, because
right.
that's how he loses in the first one, and that's where you get the really hard slow motion hits in the corner.
That's, I mean, if you remember in that, in Rocky IV, he's getting rocked, pun intended, in the corner.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I had to pee, but the sad Rocky theme was when Rocky and Creed kind of make up.
Oh, is that what it was?
They're in that. They're like
in the trophy room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, I know I saw it early on.
Because they do.
Like,
that's the first time you get it.
But this is, again, much like the first one.
And you get some in the montage. In the rap song, they kind of sample some of the
a little
fly
bit.
Now.
Thing. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah they
at least
like
it sounded like it. Yeah.
Totally. No, I got that too. That it was like a remix of the theme. And the,
So Creed gets knocked down. He's laying on the mat, And I don't, this is the scene where I was like, well, here comes Apollo. Like, this is the scene where he's going to see Apollo. And
I thought, because they kind of set the table for
they
it
did.
With him talking about how, you know, he would hear his dad talking to him in the ring.
Right.
And so, and you even see somebody standing feet next to him, but I guess it was just the ref.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, are they going to pan up
ghost dad.
And do a ghost dad? And like, that would be lame. I'm kind of glad they didn't.
But I feel bad for Carl Weathers, where he's like, I'm the only one that can't come back.
Okay. Yeah,
like,
so this is the problem I had in this main fight. Okay. So we've gone through this whole movie, and the whole movie is about him learning to, you know, make these right decisions, and like, he has a family now to worry about, and his dad died, and the mom says, I hope you're there for your kid, and all this stuff. So then we get to the main fight. Adonis is getting rocked within inches of his life, and then all his family is like, get back up to die. Like, I don't think that it made any sense.
I think of it as like, I feel like they knew that Adonis could win this fight. But I totally hear what you're saying.
But Apollo could have too. The whole movie is about them being worried.
No, Apollo never has the upper hand in that fight.
Apollo wasn't ready for that fight.
Yeah. Right.
Apollo thought it was just going to be like game of grab ass.
And then
it's
all
just
of a sudden.
Yeah. And Drago came to actually fight.
My point is, though, is that he is getting destroyed in the beginning of this final match.
I agree.
And then they're like, get up, baby, get up. Everyone's like, get up, get up. But like, they all want him to be alive at the end of this match. And I don't think the motivations match.
I think they're chanting for him to get up when he's already started to come back. Like, he's come back in that fight. He's kind of evened it up a little bit.
I don't feel like he, in the second fight, was ever getting his ass handed to him in quite the same way that he was in that first fight.
Oh, there
he's
was...
getting worked in those first three rounds.
He takes some hits, absolutely. Yeah.
There's points where he's on the ground and has to get back up.
Absolutely,
and I'm like,
but there were points in the first one where you're like, this dude might not live.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I never felt like he was in risk of dying in the second fight.
Right. I don't know. I was like, when they kept saying get back up, meaning that he was knocked down pretty hard and he's bleeding and stuff, I'm like, to die? Like, this whole movie is about like, be around for your kids and survive. And so I don't know, I was a little thrown off by them not throwing in the towel, because like, did you not learn there's all this things about I should have thrown in the towel, you know, and this and that, and then it's like, they don't just get back up and fight,
and he
does win.
And we get the Rocky theme, and Adonis steps it up, and he goes full Creed and just starts pounding this guy.
Knocks him down a couple different times, but Drago keeps getting back up.
This is what happens. So he gets knocked down the second or
third
time.
He gets back up again.
And then he gets knocked down. Yeah.
I think a third time is a TKO, so he didn't get knocked down three times. He got knocked down two.
Okay, but either, so the second time,
if he knocked down three, it's over. It's a TKO.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He looks over and his mom's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, she, and that broke him. Like, that was it.
But remember, Ivan says, you know, fight dirty. He says, knock Adonis in the ribs. Yeah. He goes in.
That's
close.
Not dirt. Like, when you,
he
so,
holds him and hits
oh,
him.
Oh, that's true.
He held him. And that was the whole thing where, like, did he see that? And the commentator's like, the refs must not have seen that one.
Yeah.
But so, because
sweep the
Victor,
leg, Johnny.
Yeah. Victor starts losing. And that's when Drago's like, you know, finish him or whatever. He does the line again. And then Victor holds him in and hits the ribs, which are already, you know,
damaged.
That's where he's hurt
only,
from before.
Yeah.
And from that is the point when I'm like, they should have thrown in the towel. He had the rib problem again, right?
Yeah.
And he's down.
Yeah.
And so that's what, so he's going to fight with one hand and like basically broken ribs.
Yep.
And he does. Yeah, I'm like, it was just stupid to me.
Now wait a minute.
This is
now
where you learn the lesson. Throw in the towel, live to fight another day with your family.
But
that's the lesson.
That's a pretty bad movie.
Here's what you're saying.
I know,
your point.
Yeah.
They should have thrown the towel on Rocky because he couldn't see out of his eye. In Rocky IV, his eye is, look at your time. His eye is fucked. Like that is the eye thing. Is
but
the,
Rocky didn't die. I'm saying we are learning from this whole movie.
But Apollo did.
Yes, but
all of Apollo's crew were there to back Rocky.
I get it.
None of them throw in the towel, and Rocky can't see out of his eye.
I get it. I'm still that's fine. Agree to disagree. But this whole movie to me was learning from the mistakes of Apollo and Adonis becoming a better person. And here he is with the broken ribs, and he gets back up and fights holding his ribs. And I'm like, God, I mean, you're making the decision to keep fighting, which is the right decision, is to live for your family.
Nope.
He could have lost that match.
Beat the Russian.
Okay.
That's the lesson of this.
And I
fight.
Get it, and it's a Rocky movie,
right.
Yes. But to me, in my mind,
but
I'm
here's
like,
to your point, they did learn a lesson, because as Victor is getting torn to shreds, who throws in the towel.
That was a good move.
But Ivan Drago.
That was a really good character move for Drago. Yeah,
at that point, you're just like, he's the good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's the guy who doesn't want to see his son get beat down.
No matter how
harder.
Much he wants it, and no matter how hard he is on his son, and no matter how much he pushes him, he loves his son
right.
and does not want him to die like right. Apollo. And, so, but he learned the lesson.
Yeah. But, so your lesson is learned.
Yeah.
But just on the flip side,
like
what Tom said about how they flip the redemption, the paper champion story.
Yeah.
You know, they flip it here where Ivan Drago
it's
shows
cool that he did
humility
that,
and heart.
And you want a movie where Adonis wins. I get it. I just felt like he didn't learn the lesson they were teaching the whole movie,
but I don't
it's a
feel like
ending.
Broken ribs are endangering your life.
I feel
no,
like I feel like
can't,
a busted eyeball is worse than your broken
if
ribs.
If you have broken ribs, the other guy is probably going to be able to destroy you.
Probably.
And then could possibly kill you the way that he hits and, you know, like Ivan. So that's
okay.
All.
Okay. Well, that's fair. If Ivan had been fresh. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. If Victor had been fresh. Yeah. But at this point, we're in like the 9th or 10th round.
And this Victor
has...
Victor is not used to going deep into matches.
Right. And he is mentally broken from the mom leaving. So he's probably not hitting.
Yeah.
Granted, now we're writing their movie for them. But
I just don't think you recover from broken ribs. I don't think you do. I think it's silly, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
Move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I totally get everyone's points.
Bob Gibson pitched a no-hitter with a broken
I'm
leg.
Telling you.
Anyway, so
so he wins. It's a very touching scene between Victor and Ivan.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
God dang.
Wow, redemption for
Ivan
Drago. Who would have known?
Now we're going to get Creed 3 with
Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang, and now Creed's going to be...
Is that for sure?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Where Creed's going to be cornered by Ivan Drago.
If they don't after this one, though, like, what are you doing? Come on.
Well, the problem is they've taken all of their movies already. They've just redone. They've caught up to the Rocky movies.
What do you
mean? So, like, Creed 1...
Well, sure, but
I mean
villain-wise, though, even though the story is similar, but it's like still, you can...
Creed 4 is he has to fight Tommy Gunn's kid.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll see how these movies digress.
Yeah, right,
and if they fall off, they probably will be going to Tommy Gunn.
Well, because they could go the Clubber Lang route
in
some capacity. I don't know what that would be, but you can't keep doing, he's going to fight their kids.
No, you can't.
But also, it's like, at some point, the franchise has to stand on its own.
Yeah.
I think Rocky's not going to be around forever is the thing.
To me, in this one, as much as I did, I dug this movie, he should have fought Drago. He should have fought Ivan Drago.
Who?
Like, Adonis.
What? That would be ridiculous.
No.
Why? I mean,
I know George Foreman was fighting when he was that age. But
yeah, I mean,
not against the fresh heavyweight champion.
But he's not the fresh heavyweight champion.
He
won the heavyweight championship when he was like, what, 45 or something?
Sure, he did.
But did.
On paper, he won that fight. But
Drago
but
is like
is,
60 something, though.
But could you imagine
he's
this?
Not 40.
Could you imagine the story where Drago loses the fight to Rocky, same story, and all he does is train, and he is obsessed with taking out Rocky.
You can't be 60 something and go 10 rounds, and you just can't.
You don't. Why?
Yeah,
you can't. You cannot.
And there would be no upside for him, just logistically for him to take the fight.
I guess that's true.
Like it's like if he loses the fight, he lost to a 60-year-old dude, and if he wins the fight,
beat a 60-year-old.
He beat up
that's
a 60-year-old dude.
That's
like
just
there's no.
So,
this
is good. I like this is a great redemption for the Drago family trying before the end like that. They're trying to rebuild the legacy and whatever. Like it makes so much sense. I like it.
We get, Tessa Thompson.
But at
the
end, Rocky is like, this is your moment. So like Rocky doesn't go in the ring and you see him just kind of tilt his hat.
Yep. And I was the entire time I was like, Rocky's dead the entire time.
Like that.
Well, I got to tell you that opening scene with when Rocky kind of comes into frame and disappears out of frame. I was like, I wonder if they're going to mess with us. And like Rocky died in between. I mean, he had cancer for Christ's sake.
No, but he interacts with all these characters.
It's not that kind of a franchise.
It's not. I know. But you know what I'm talking about? Like that opening
Rocky
scene.
Was dead
like, you're
going
to be like, wait,
now that I think about it, Creed was the only one who ever talked to Rocky.
Yeah. No, but I mean like in that opening scene when he's going to go fight for the heavyweight title.
I get it.
Everybody leaves the room. Rocky
well,
kind of
honestly, it's at some point though, if
he's gonna die,
they I mean they need to kill him off. Like if that's
so it, that it's not unexplained.
Well,
when he's
also
not there,
they're
yeah.
stealing all the beats from the original Rocky movie. What's well,
Mick died in
Mick dies in
three.
The in the
yeah.
third one.
Yeah, that's the reason he loses the fight. In
right.
three is like Mick dies. And
well, he also wasn't ready.
Wasn't ready.
They was handpicked Rock.
He was handpicked Rock.
I like how Polly's grave is next to Adrian's. And I like when he visits him, doesn't he pour him like a drink?
No, he just put a big old thing of Jack Daniels
well,
on
okay,
his.
So yeah. he puts a drink on yeah. Polly. I love how it's just like always there.
Yeah, yeah it was.
I want to know what happened to the robot. Polly's robot.
I want a story. I want a story where Adonis has to go back in time. And Adonis is the robot. And he sees his dad die.
He was the programmed as the robot the whole time.
No, like he gets stuck in the robot and he has to live that life as the robot. And he was like, Rock, don't let my dad fight. Don't let him fight.
Buy a ticket to that.
But yeah, so
oh my God.
The Creeds live their life and they're, you know, the baby's healthy and obviously deaf, but something they're going to work
Adonis
with.
Adonis learns his lesson. He retires from boxing and lives happily ever after
right,
with his
right.
family.
It is interesting. Like
Rocky
that
makes
is,
up with his son.
He does. Yeah. yeah so we That's get that. The, there's, yeah. there's two scenes at the end of this movie. There's one where Rock goes to a house and he opens the door. And
it was a shawarma restaurant.
Yeah. He sees a little boy and he was just like, oh, you must be not Rocky.
Little boy, who are you?
Yeah, yeah, right. And then Milo Ventimiglia comes around the corner and he's like, that's your grandfather. And I was like, this is really good. Like,
and he's like, you look just like his mother. And that kid did.
He looked like yeah. as soon as he said that, I was like, oh,
I'm like, before he said that, I'm like, they made the kid kind of look like Adrian.
Yeah, yeah, like Talia Shear.
Talia Shire.
Shire.
Yeah.
And then, so technically the ending credit of this, the ending scene of this movie is Ivan Drago
training again.
No, I'm sorry. Right? Victor Drago running, mm-hmm. and then the camera kind of pans back, and alongside of him, instead of being in a car, is Ivan Drago, and they're running side by side.
Right.
And I was like, damn it! Like, that's a good at, like,
yeah.
he's the most villainous of villains
yeah.
of all in all yeah. of the Rocky movies. And now I'm like, yeah, you're all right.
Everybody's the hero of
but
their own story.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, you know what? They didn't quit. Life resumes as normal. They're still going to fight for...
But like, he's not driving in a car.
Yeah, he's not being a jerk. He's there with his son. No, they had a nice yeah. bonding moment.
I was like, man.
I think one of the problems is the disconnect in tone in that.
There is a definite disconnect
is
in tone.
That, so Rocky 1 and 2 were definitely like more almost art house movies you know?
They are.
And then 3 and 4 become cartoons.
Yep.
Creed, well, I was going to say Creed returns into more of an art house feel, but Rocky Balboa
took it back.
Has that smaller
yeah.
film,
yep,
modern day
for
art
sure.
house kind of vibe, and so it's kind of weird to see Ivan Drago in this style of film.
Yeah. It's like honestly,
it's a humanizing.
It's Man of Steel. It's the Man of Steel thing where you take this. Super,
well, hey, now that's not very nice.
Well, I mean, like you take the cartoony Superman,
yeah.
and you put him into this real world. It doesn't work.
Well, and I think it can work, and it does work in its way. I think one of the things that makes it difficult for it to completely work is the fact that it's supposed to still be the same universe,
right.
but last time we saw him, it was very much a cartoon.
And I think you're right, because, I mean, even the colors are different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the colors in Rocky IV are bright and vibrant, and everybody is shiny.
Yeah.
Like, Rocky and Drago both are covered in baby oil and like
right.
the lights bouncing off of them, where this one does definitely have more of like a real world
muted colors
palette
yeah.
than the other ones did. Even like to the point where Donnie isn't wearing the red, white, and blue in the last scene. Like he's wearing black and gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still the same style shorts where it's like the bars of the American flag, but they're not red, white, and blue.
You know, right. I think it's because he was becoming his own person and
yeah.
not living in his
father's
shadow.
Because he wears them in the first fight.
And,
he
yeah.
wears the red, white, and blue yeah. in the first fight and loses.
I think that's his growth into, like, you know, in learning with the lessons that he does, and I'm going to be my own person, and his rebirth in the desert.
Right. Yeah, no, this was a lot of fun. Like, I really dug this. You know, if they can just keep making good... I don't. Obviously, Rocky is on another level. That movie...
Right.
Rocky is on
that's just lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? It's just everything just worked.
They captured everything about that time.
You know, there are so many elements that go into making a movie good.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if one thing really falls, it can hurt a movie or sometimes destroy a movie. But that's a movie where just everything fell into place.
Yep.
Everything worked in terms of, like, it was a great screenplay. And
isn't that interesting? Because I feel like First Blood's the same. I feel like First Blood is a different movie.
Yeah.
From the rest of those Rambo movies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a quieter movie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as cartoony or action packed.
More of a character study in a lot of ways. Yeah. But
it wasn't as good as Rocky.
Yeah. But so it's like you get this great screenplay from a first time writer.
Sure.
You get a star making performance from the first time in a lead role.
Yeah.
You get, a great direction and then a brilliant score.
Yep.
Because, I mean, if everything in that movie is the same, but you don't get that score.
From Bill Conti?
Is that Bill? Is it?
I thought it was.
I think it is.
But if you don't get that score, is that movie that movie?
No.
I don't think it is.
Halloween was the same way.
Yeah. I mean, it's just everything just works on that movie.
And then from two on, it's a different tone altogether.
Two is pretty close to one, I think. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember one and two kind of really work as just 1 4-hour movie.
Sure.
And then three, now he's got a couple Rambos under his belt, and he kind of knows the Hollywood system, and it becomes a very different film.
Cobra.
Yeah, right. I mean, it just becomes very,
a lot more slick. It does. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I watched Rocky IV last night. Love it. After seeing this movie, I still enjoy. I mean, I don't know.
It's a fun movie, but it's not what Rocky One was by any stretch.
No, not at all. I'm trying to compare it to like this one. I mean, they follow a lot of the same beats.
Yeah.
I watched Rocky IV,
in a lot of ways, this is if Rocky IV had been made.
Yeah,
it's true.
John G. Avildsen.
So, this movie is okay. It was decent. It was a decent sequel. It's like, but I still think I'll watch Rocky IV again before I watch this one again. I don't know.
Maybe I'll watch them all. I don't care.
It was good, not great. It was not as good as Creed. Yeah. But
that was an impossible task.
It also wasn't like a major misstep.
No. Yeah. I think it's a serviceable sequel that people are going to really enjoy.
Yeah. I think it's a shame they couldn't get Coogler back. Like, I think if you get Ryan Coogler back for this one, you get a different movie.
Yeah, you know, he's in a position now where he's making these big movies.
He doesn't want to do sequels.
He wants to. Now he's got the money.
Sure he does.
Yeah, he does.
Black Panther 2 looks real good.
I get that he's got to do those, like, big ones. But, like, now he can do pretty much whatever he wants, and I feel like he isn't going to waste his time with, like...
But I think he also feels like Black Panther, even though it's a sequel and there's a lot of money attached to it, so don't cry for him, Argentina. But I also think he saw how much it meant to the black community. Yeah. That
it's a huge movie.
That it's not a paycheck movie.
No, that's so impactful.
Same way.
Yeah. I think that first one is, because you don't like. I think the first one is a paycheck movie.
Oh, I don't. No. I don't think that.
I don't. You think he knew what that movie was going to be going into it?
Absolutely.
He wasn't trying. He made it.
He crafted it.
Yeah. Did he write it too?
I don't remember. But I think he absolutely
knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
Okay.
He knew what that could mean to the black community, and I absolutely think that was.
That movie was only earlier this year. I just can't remember if he wrote it too. I feel like he did.
I felt like he did too, but I'm not 100%.
Because he wrote and directed Fruitvale Station.
Yeah.
And,
did he get a writing credit on Creed?
I thought he had a writing credit on Creed. Black Panther writers, Ryan Coogler.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple others. But yeah, so he wrote on Black Panther. So I really think he crafted that.
Okay. Then, right on.
So, well, anyway, I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBracket.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. And you can follow the show online on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Don't forget, we're available on Patreon, Patreon.com/Real Spoilers, if you want to kick in to help fund equipment and whatnot. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Kid Natural finally fights Hector Mantilla.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.